Good morning. I think that for many of us, we do not need to be reminded that today is Mother's Day. In many places in this city, people are already lined up for brunch. A poll that was taken by the Canadian media this week said that 68% of Canadians would spend at least $100 for Mother's Day. The actual figure was 107 on average. Must be a lot of flowers. One mom was asked what she wanted as a gift for Mother's Day. And her answer was what she really wanted was a TV remote that she can actually use. One that has only two buttons. First one that says on and off. And the second button says that when you press it, it goes directly to Coronation Street or Downton Abbey. So let us celebrate Mother's Day today. As one pastor shocked his congregation with a statement that was said directly from the pulpit, he said, "The best days of my life were spent in the arms of another man's wife, my mother." Please rise for our opening hymn. Hymn 382, Spirit of God. Let us worship God who calls us from many places to be together here today. And some of us come from big family with many people. Some of us live alone. But we are part of this family that we call church. This week, some of us have had happy news that we want to celebrate today. And some of us may have faced some grief in our life that makes us lonely and makes us discouraged. Regardless of what happened, today God brought us to this church where all of us are seeking God's guidance, God's presence. So together, at this time and in this place, we, as sisters and brothers and children of the one God, confess and pray. May whatever our parents did that hurt us, may whatever it is that we did to our parents that hurt them, may all of this be brought together now in forgiveness and love. Send your abundant blessing, O God, O Spirit of God, to mothers who carry life in their wombs, and every person on earth that is born of mother, receivers of the gift of life, for the God of life that is present in all of us. Amen. Let us sing hymn 497, Word of God, Across the Ages. Saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing near. He said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." And then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her to his own home. This is God's word addressed to us today. Thanks be to God. I could please ask the children to come up. Now here's what some of the older children in the congregation said. From Molly. Molly said, "Mom taught me, if you have nothing good to say about someone, don't say anything at all." And how many years ago was that, Molly? Long, long time ago. Suzanne, one thing I learned from Mom, she told me,
Be on time.
And you are? Thelma says, my mom taught me God is love. And that's something that she taught me in Sunday school. Was your mother teaching in Sunday school? No. I mean, it's something that she learned. But there was a continuation to that, that actually explained that. Her mother said, if things are not going your way, don't worry about it, because God is love. Kwasi's mother told him, and I don't know why he told him this, or she told him this, Kwasi's mother said, do not swear at God, Kwasi. Satan said, if God is willing. And that's something that I actually learned from Eva's mom. Every time she thought, almost every sentence was something like, God willing. God willing, we're going to get there. God willing. Drew had a foster mom. Her name is Susan. Susan. And Susan had 7 children of her own. And she also had 7 foster children. And Drew was one of those, 14 kids in one home? And the one lesson that Drew learned from his foster mother was, respect your elders. So those are some of the things that come from our congregation. On it. I'd like us to sing that song first before the sermon. And the song is, Can a Little Child Like Me? Hymn 441. Please remain seated for this. Found her 5-year-old daughter, Susan, and her mom, both of them dead in the water. They also found her 2-year-old son, whose name was Gerard, and Gerard was alive. What amazed everyone was how Gerard survived. And that investigation revealed that her mother, Patsy, held her son above her head, just above the waterline in the vehicle, and that was what saved his life. And even as she drowned in extremely cold water, her hands froze in that position, keeping her son alive. This is a tragic story, but it also paints a wonderful picture of a mother's love. A mother's love for her children. And something of that feeling of admiration could have been in the heart of Jesus hanging on a cross dying and looking at a friend and a disciple and saying those famous words in the last pages of the Gospel of John, "Behold your mother." And the text continues to say that from that moment on, John kept Jesus' mother Mary in his own house. Now let me share with you another view of Mother's Day, this time from somebody who disagrees with it. Her name is Anne Lama, also from California. Anne suggests that Mother's Day celebrates a huge lie about the value of women. It makes us want to believe that mothers are superior beings, she says, that they have done more with their lives and chosen a difficult path. But she argues that every woman's path is difficult, mother or not. Over the past week, you would have heard the story and story and story about the 300 girls that were abducted in Nigeria. This is all over the news. Anne says that 98% of American women feel that if you have not had or raised a child, your capacity for love is somehow diminished. 98% believe that non-parents, those who do not have children, cannot possibly know what it is like to love unconditionally, or to be selfish, or to put oneself at risk, the same way Patsy did. She says no one is more sentimentalized in America than mothers on Mother's Day. But no one is also blamed for the culture's bad people and bad behavior than mothers. See, the times have changed. While previous cultures and generations saw womanhood as essentially the same as motherhood, today many women choose not to be mothers, but to remain single all their lives. We live in an age of same-sex marriages, where sometimes there is no mother in the house, because both parents are male, or both parents happen to be female. We have single moms who raise their children alone. And that could be because of the death of a spouse, it could be because of a divorce, it could be because of distance, or it could just be because of choice. So what is it about mothers? Why do we need them? And what life lessons do they bring to us? So listen carefully to how a young mother describes her mom. When I was reading this, I was telling myself, I wish I had a mom like that. This is the type of person that my mom is. She takes care of things. If I happen to mention in passing that I need to fix some new undies for my 7-year-old, my mom will appear and sew the undies like magic. She knows what my children like. Sometimes she'll bring a gallon of milk or whatever else she noticed I needed. If she knows I'm having a particularly stressful day, she'll whisk the kids away to her own house, where they get to play. She keeps chocolate milk and granola bars that the kids like stocked in her fridge. She knows what color of lollipops my children want. She knows how I like my coffee, even when I change my mind every other week. She is thoughtful and she's generous beyond words. She's also super handy. She's able to fix things like broken lamps and scratched up leather bags, little kid shoes with broken buckles. She can get out any stain in any piece of clothing ever known to humanity. Her enormous amount of experience as a pediatric nurse makes her pretty much the best grandmother ever. And she has calmed me down numerous times when it comes to fevers and rashes and potential broken bones and cuts and scrapes. She has answered the phone in the middle of the night to give me instructions on how to get a sick and cranky baby back to sleep, giving me advice on discipline and potty training, what to feed them and how to do it all. And she also knows when and how to step back and let me do it my way, to let me handle things on my own, to be there only in case I did need help. She gives me the space to disagree with her on things. She gives me the benefit of the doubt now that I am a parent myself. My mother is dependable, hardworking, kind, funny, smart, giving. She is what a mother should be, and I'm lucky to have her. And she's taught me countless things. So in answer to the question, what did you learn from your mother? Here are five things, very quickly, that she learned. Number one, do not sweat the small stuff. Pay attention to the little things, yes. But my mother, she had a knack for reminding me to not make a big deal out of some things. You just let them pass, especially when it comes to kids. Two, when things need to get done, get them done. And I like to procrastinate, like a lot. And maybe it's because I find I have a trillion things to do. And it overwhelms me sometimes. Maybe because I like working under pressure. Maybe it's because I just find it hard to find the time to do it all. But if I ever need a swift proverbial kick in the butt to get things done, it will be from mom. Three, trust your instinct. Nowadays, it seems like there are a million ways to raise a child, and a million reminders on how we are doing it wrong. What to feed them, how to sleep train them, how to help them with homework. Your mind goes on a spin with all of the suggestions, guidelines, sometimes contradicting information on how to raise kids. It can be hard to decide if there really is a right way. My mother, she helps me have the confidence to make those decisions. Four, empower yourself. You might not have all the answers. You might not know how to do everything. But the one thing that my mom taught me is how to find that source of energy and grit deep inside myself, the way a parent should have it. And five, and I like this, you are not the first one. When I was pregnant with my first child, I got to a point where I was mightily terrified for this child to get out of me. And I probably put too much focus on it. And then my mom came around and told me straight up, millions upon millions of women have done this already and you can do too. You're not the first one that has given birth. Even though this is the first time you yourself are going through it. And throughout time, I've been doing it. Other people are doing it. And I knew I could do it too. And finally, my mom today is in a position of caring for an elderly parent like lots of people. She, to me, is the perfect example of what Mother's Day is all about. Caring for grandchildren. Caring for an elderly parent. The caring and the nurturing does not go away once the children are grown. Becoming a mother for me, that has changed my life. And it is something that grows and adapts and deepens you as a person and builds you while you are building others. Would you say amen to that?
Amen.
A wonderful piece of testimony. The gospel we read speaks to suffering. A son and a mother together. A son who tells a friend, take care of my mother. And then he turns to the mother and says, take care of my friend. Like he was your own son. And in that same gospel, when Jesus was looking for a way to talk about suffering and joy, he said this, whenever a woman is in labor, she has pain, because her labor has come, or her hour has come, but when she gives birth to a child, she no longer remembers her anguish, because of the joy that the child has been born into the world. I read about hospital somewhere in the southern part of the United States where every time that a child is born in this hospital, they play Brahms Lullaby on the public addresses. And it's a tremendous boost, a lift, because in that same hospital, I guess, people are sick, people are dying. But you hear this lullaby, meaning a child is born. So what lessons might we draw from all of these stories that we have just listened to? Could it be that one of the things that suffering does is that it forces us to ask the question, what is the true ground on which I stand? Where is my source of strength in moments of adversity, in experiences of pain and grief and deep loss? Where do I stand? And once again, the Bible says that tears may come in the evening. It may last through the night. Anyone know what the continuation of that is? But joy comes in the morning. Powerful words, my dear friends. And I think this is where believers and unbelievers part ways. A true believer, the follower of Jesus, will know this promise. It's a promise that is found in the book of John, the same book from which we read today. Jesus says, before leaving his friends, I give you joy, and that joy no one can take away from you. I will see you, and your heart will rejoice, and no one can take your joy away from you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives you, do I give it to you. And so let not your hearts be troubled, and neither let them be afraid. I give you joy, and that joy no one can take away from you. May you find joy today in the daily challenges that life brings to us together. May our suffering make us strong. May we learn and remember what our mothers told us. Happy Mother's Day, everyone. Amen. Let us pray. On this day, we honor those who have been a mother in our life, people who loved us and cared for us. For some of us, this is our birth mother. To them, we express our grateful thanks. For others, like Drew, it will be the women who raised us, the mothers of our childhood, an adopted mother, perhaps an elder sister, an aunt, a grandmother, a stepmother, someone else. And we express our thanks to these women who held us and fed us and cared for us. We pray for older mothers with adult children. We pray for new mothers who are just experiencing the changes that are happening in their lives. We pray for mothers who face the demands of being a single mom. We pray for mothers who are raising their children in poverty and in need. We pray for mothers in marriages that are broken. We pray for mothers who have lost their children through illness or death, or in the case of the daughters of Nigeria that have been abducted. pray for mothers who die in childbirth because of the lack of maternal health care. And we pray for children who die too young. We pray for mothers who have aborted and terminated their pregnancies. May they find healing and peace. We pray for mothers who have given up their children for adoption. We pray for girls, young women, older women who are thinking of becoming mothers. We pray for women who desperately want or wanted to be mothers but didn't get the chance. We pray for all mothers who assumed a mother's role in a child's life. We pray for all of those who are grieving the loss of their mother this last year. May they find comfort and confidence and love as they continue to live their lives. And I ask us to pray in a special way for Jane. Jane is Louise's friend, who is right now struggling and battling with ovarian cancer. Jane, too, is a mother with two daughters and three granddaughters that she had after she was diagnosed. We also pray for Peter, Jane's husband, who also needs support at this very challenging time. We lift all of these people before you, and we ask you, God, to keep them close to your heart and companion them in their journey. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And let us pray together the Our Father. Our Father in heaven. Hymn 592, I the Lord of sea and sky. The planning group met last Wednesday, and I'd like to share with you what we had come to agree on, that on June 29th, which is the last Sunday of June, which we usually do animate, we are going to ask you to come and share with the congregation what is your favorite verse or story from the sacred text, from the Bible. On June 15, Arlene will give you a 5x7 card, a little index card. She will even give you a pen to write with, so that you can write two or three lines on why that verse, that story is significant for you. And so you can have those 2 weeks to prepare, to share with the rest of us in the congregation. And when you do that, remember that all of us will be listening. Because at the moment that you hold on to this microphone and speak to us, we will believe that the Spirit of God is speaking through you. So do prepare for that special date, June 15th and June 29th. Any other announcements? Sisters and brothers, in whatever way you can today, be a mother to someone else. May the blessing of God, mother to us all. May the blessing of Jesus, redeemer to us all. May the blessing of Spirit, loving presence who is always with us all, be with us today and every day.